welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today it's prognostication day for the 2021 New Orleans Saints. Will we be Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? With the NFL season just around the corner, it's time for your favorite football team to get serious in training camp in preparation for playing the regular season beginning in September. And as a day one fan of those New Orleans Saints circa 1967 in Tulane Stadium, we know how to party when times are good, like the last 15 or 20 years. And yes, we also know how to laugh it off when times aren't so good, such as the first 30 plus years of this football franchise. With longtime quarterback Drew Brees finally retired and heading into the broadcast booth for NBC Sports this fall, your faithful Saints fan here is getting mentally ready for an adjustment in his expectations for 2021. No, I'm not planning on starting to design a retro-look Saints paper bag to wear over my head just yet, like those fashionable head coverings of the 1970s. It's just that I have a feeling in my gut that this season for the Saints is going to feel a lot more 70s than 2009, which is our one and only wonderful Super Bowl year. Why should I be so negative when the NFC's black and gold team went a sterling 12-4 last year? Even without Drew Brees at quarterback, this team still should be pretty good, right? Yeah, perhaps, but I'm not yet sold on it, and the karma coming out of the Saints training camp this year is not very good at all. For one, wide receiver Michael Thomas, the Saints' $100 million man, is not going to be ready to go at the beginning of the regular season, perhaps even into October, as he failed to get some surgery done on his injured ankle until this past June. Now, that's more than 4 months after New Orleans lost their January home playoff game to eventual Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay. So why did Michael Thomas wait so long to get surgery if he's the centerpiece of the Saints offense? Good question. And nobody seems to know except Michael Thomas himself, who signed a 5-year, $100 million contract extension before the start of last season. In true 2021 style, though, we must forego any investigative reporting by any remaining traditional news sources on this issue. Instead, we'll attempt to decipher a very cryptic social media post today on Twitter from the Saints' wealthy wide receiver, Michael Thomas himself. He said, quote, "They tried to damage your reputation. You saved theirs by not telling your side of the story." That's spooky, all right. Now let's see if I understand you, Michael. You're unhappy that you played on a bum ankle for much of last year and you posted a career low of just 40 catches versus the well over 100 receptions per year you've had the last 4 years. Got it. You're also probably less than thrilled that your new starting quarterback this year will either be the famously inaccurate Jameis Winston or the almost as famously inaccurate Taysom Hill, when either one is compared to that dart-throwing machine called Drew Brees. After the Saints' playoff loss to the Bucks, though, Michael Thomas sought a second opinion as to whether surgery was needed for his ankle injury, and he tried to rehab it on his own for a few months. Well, that simply didn't work. So he finally agreed to have the surgery performed in June. Unfortunately, his decision and delay will now cost his team, the number one wide receiver in the NFC, to see him standing along the sidelines for up to the first half of this season while he's recovering. Well, the Saints management wasn't very happy that Michael Thomas made that decision either, and they allege that Michael Thomas has been dodging their telephone calls for months after the 2020 season ended. "The sky is falling," chirped the Twitter heads this week, and the rumor mill is now pushing a theory that the Saints are actually shopping Michael Thomas for a possible trade. Ha ha, yeah, right. The market for a $20 million injured wide receiver that may have a long road back from a difficult ankle surgery is not plausible to me. This is what can happen when your star wide receiver, who loves to post on Twitter, meets those thousands of uninformed social media, quote, general managers who find a way to opine on Twitter 24/7 and on other social media outlets. Bottom line, nobody wins. So, Saints fans, if you think this Michael Thomas story is bad karma, let's now toss in a little Aaron Rodgers gossip for you next. Over the weekend, a former Packers teammate named Will Blackman, who last played with the oft-disgruntled Green Bay quarterback 12 years ago back in 2009, said emphatically that Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing quarterback for the New Orleans Saints 1 year from now in 2022. Now, isn't it amazing how the press will run with such an unsubstantiated rumor these days? Now, if you're either of the two quarterbacks slated to be fighting for the Saints' starting job this year, this will serve to either motivate your play in 2021 or have you looking over your shoulder toward the sidelines after nearly every incompletion or interception to see when you're coming out of the ballgame this season. But wait, Saints fans, there's even more. We just learned today that Pro Bowl kicker Will Lutz has an abdominal injury requiring surgery that's going to keep him off the field for an estimated 2 to 3 months. Former Dallas Cowboys kicker Brett Maier was immediately signed to fill the gap. Now, Maier played with the Cowboys back in 2018 and 2019, and Saints fans are not likely to be thrilled about having a Dallas Cowboys reject as the team's new place kicker to start this season.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
As of this writing, the New Orleans running game, though, is still healthy, as All-Pro Alvin Kamara is still good enough to keep defenses off balance. On the defensive side of the ball, the Saints continued to improve again in 2020 and finished last season as one of the NFL's top 10 defensive teams. Of course, longtime coach Sean Payton always seems to have a good game plan to keep opposing teams rock back on their heels too. With Drew Brees retired, though, Payton must become an effective molder of either interception-prone quarterback Jameis Winston or the run-first threat Taysom Hill. The Saints will go as far as either one of these quarterbacks will take them in 2021. Now, based on the two quarterbacks' on-field performance the last few years, those of us in the Houdat Nation are hoping for a miracle, but we're not foolish either. So let's take a quick summary of the reasons why I'm a little skeptical about the New Orleans Saints' playoff chances in 2021. Number one, no Drew Brees. This team not only is going to miss his accurate passing, but the loss of his leadership on the field will be even more important than his lost passing yardage. Number two, the status of pouting and injured wide receiver Michael Thomas. That negative attitude is a distraction, and it will not help the Saints' offense deal with the loss of Drew Brees. Number three, two quarterbacks are now vying for the starting position. And they're hearing, whether true or not, that the footsteps of last year's NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers may be coming to town in 2022 and putting these guys onto the bench or possibly out to pasture. That is not a good sign for the Saints quarterback situation. And number four, the Saints Pro Bowl kicker is not going to be available for a few months into the season either. The competition in the NFC South has improved during the offseason, so the New Orleans Saints cannot count on their recent cakewalk through division opponents as in previous years. The Saints must play Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice, as well as an improving Carolina Panthers team and, of course, longtime rival the Dirty Birds from Atlanta. The non-conference games for the Saints this year feature playoff teams such as Green Bay, Seattle, and Buffalo. That should be really tough, too. On the plus side, the Saints are fortunate to be playing the four lowly NFC East teams, Dallas, Philly, the Giants, and Washington in 2021. Now that should help give New Orleans a chance to, perhaps, wriggle into the playoff picture if things start to click again by midseason. Coach Sean Payton is going to earn his money this year if these Saints can become a playoff contender and finish with 10 wins. It's also time for the other leaders on this team to step up in New Orleans now that Drew Brees is not there to fire up the team every week. I'm going to predict an 8-8 campaign for the New Orleans Saints in 2021. Okay, I'm hedging my bets a little bit, but this is a team that will likely surprise us this year, one way or the other. The Saints might just be better than I'm expecting, but this team also could implode and fall all the way to the bottom of the NFC South, too. I really don't want to have to find that 1970s paper bag once again, Saints. Don't let me down. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.